So, what did you think about the vicious Tommies? Well, they were just the opener. No one was actually there to see them. We all went to see the underground Nutters. I know that this isn't your typical scene, but even you have to admit that when they sang Rebel Echoes, that the sky, that the air, it felt electric. That you were having fun. I saw you jumping around with me, screaming the one or two lyrics you picked up on, flirting, dancing with strangers. You did good for your first time in a situation like that, kitten. I was surprised to see you smiling at certain songs. You seem to really enjoy Dirt Roads, which I did not think would be your speed. You've always seemed more like a whatever is on the radio is what I'll listen to type of person. Not that I mean any offense by that, obviously. I was just floored to see you coming out of your shell like that. Dancing with strangers, flirting with people. It's like you were trying to make me jealous. You did really, really good tonight, Kitty. You made me proud. I know how hard it is for you to step out of your comfort zone, so nights like these, it means a lot to me that you would do something like this. Something so willingly for me. Here, let's start down this alley. No one's going to see us. See? Already better. No one can see us in this lighting. The stars are high in the sky. The walls make it way too dark to make out more than just a form. Are you thinking what I'm thinking? Well, I'm thinking of rewarding you. I want you to start coming out with me more, kitten. You seemed to enjoy yourself, didn't you? So, if I start rewarding you after we do something fun, you'll want to come out with me more. Like right now, tucked away in this little corner of the world, just the two of us as the cars pass. No one can see us right now, kitten. It makes me want to do something. It makes me want to do this. I'm already feeling less impulsive. I think that means I should kiss you again. Taste your delicious lips against mine. What an adorable kitten you're being for me. Where is this sudden nervousness coming from? This wasn't who was at the show with me. No. You were jumping around, having a good time, trying to get me jealous. You even got as bold as to play with my tail and my mane and my ears a few times. What? It's fine when you decide to tease your hyena, but as soon as she tries to tease you back, it's a problem, isn't it? You can dish it out, but you can't take it, kitten. Who taught you manners like that? If you can't handle what you give, then maybe you shouldn't give it, kitty. See, You decided to tease me all night long, wearing that cute little outfit, breaking out of your shell, talking and dancing with my friends. We had a great time. You were giggling, working me up, and then walking away to go do something else. But now that it's just the two of us, and I want to take care of it, because I know I'm not the only one who wants it, kitten. You decide to fluster. What's up with that, kitty? Does having all my focus on you make you squirm? There's no getting out of this, kitten. Pretending to act all coy, like you couldn't see this happening. You know the act you're putting on. Pretending you don't know what I'm talking about. Like every action you did tonight was to specifically torture me. You love making me jealous and then acting like you have no idea what it's about. You know I don't like sharing what is mine. You're my kitten. I let you off your leash to do whatever you want because I trust that you'll come home to me. Should I shorten that length, kitty? Then you're going to let me take what I want from you, aren't you? You're going to wrap your arms around my neck. And you're going to pull me in for another kiss, bringing us closer together and sharing the same air. My breath hot against your neck as my lips ghost over yours. I taste delicious, don't I? That's right. Easily melting against me. You're so easy to play, kitten. Putting on this big act. Pretending to be something you're not. All that confidence is faked. All that flirting tonight? Well, that was more tiring than it was fun. It doesn't matter that you went out of your comfort zone and that I'm proud of you. This is the attention that you really want. To have me laser focused on you. Reclaiming you, marking you as mine. You've always been a filthy kitten, mewling under my claws as they stroke up your arms. You might go around and get the attention of others, but it doesn't mean anything. Not really. Not when you know who you're going home with at the end of the night. Everyone else can look. You can even get me all riled up. Because you know that I'm going to step in and save you. You know that I'm going to take you home. And I'm going to claim what is mine. You adore when I get jealous over you. Admit it, kitten. I need you to say it louder. Tell me why you like making me jealous. So predictable, kitty. Wanting to feel wanted by a hyena. Like I don't stalk your every movement. Drinking in every inch of you. whether it's covered in a coat or exposed in a t-shirt. I don't care. I'm always watching you, making sure that anyone that comes near you doesn't get too comfortable with what is mine. You wouldn't test your luck like that, would you? See? You do know how to behave yourself. You just decide to be a brat instead. Like getting a rise out of me and having me take my aggression out on you is the fun part. And it's not like you've ever been with a hyena before. The anatomy was completely new to you. Muscles and spots you didn't think. Parts of me that functioned differently from you. You had to learn directly from me, didn't you, kitten? That's right. I think this is another one of those moments where you can learn from me. It's good to get out of your comfort zone, but it's bad to make me jealous in the meantime. So I'm going to show you what happens to kittens who think it's fun to make their possessive owners jealous. You're going to regret this in the morning when you walk with a limp kitten. I hope it was worth it. Oh, look at that. This is where you're on your best behavior, isn't it? You're going to start behaving like an angel all of a sudden, aren't you? Oh, what? Did you think I was going to take my time with you? No. Not after that little display at the show. You showed everyone exactly who you are with that kind of lewd behavior, kitty. Oh, yes. It's only fair that you get fucked after the show like the whore you were acting like. Legs spread so that I can slide my clit inside. Absolutely no resistance. I remember how shocked you were the first time you saw it. You didn't know that clits could get that big. 8 inches and all. I had to tell you that it was special to my hybrid species. That only hyenas have clits like this. Big and thick, enough to fill you up and make you scream. Oh, it feels good to have my clit inside you again, doesn't it? You've missed this feeling. You've been empty for so long. No wonder you were throwing yourself at anyone with a pulse. You just couldn't help yourself. Now just listen to yourself. Listen to how you're moaning as my hips thrust against you. You're loving how this feels, aren't you? Oh, yes. You should keep moaning for me, kitten. Moan just like the whore you are. Oh, that's right. You sound lovely when you're taking my clit. Oh, and just like that. Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That's it, kitty. Keep it up. Your hole feels so good gripping around me. Clenching my clit tightly. You feel so good kitten, taking your owner so well. Yes, that's it. Rocking yourself against me, trying to get more pleasure. Why don't you reach down and start taking care of yourself, huh? Can you do that for me, kitty? Oh, that's a good kitten. Yes. Touch yourself for me. Stroke yourself while I continue to fuck you. Your hole clenched around my clit so tight, moaning as you feel it sliding in and out of your hole. You were already so wet for me, weren't you? I came prepared tonight so that I could easily fuck you whenever I wanted, huh? Oh, such a fucking whore. Only thinking with an orgasm in mind. Oh, where would you be without me? You wouldn't be able to make it anywhere. Only thinking about the things, with the end goal being your pleasure, your orgasm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right. If it wasn't for me, your legs would be spread 24/7, wouldn't they? You couldn't keep your legs shut if you even wanted to. If it wasn't for me telling you when and where we can fuck, you would be giving it away to any and every stranger on the street corner, kitten. You're so much of a cheap slut that you wouldn't even charge, would you? As long as the stranger makes you come, then you're excited to put out for them. Oh, that's right. I know who you are, kitten. You're the easiest person I've ever fucking met. Oh, moaning, throwing it back on my clit, trying to take it even deeper. It's being fully seated on my 8 inches, not enough, kitten. Do you need more? Are you not filled yet? Is it not enough for my whore? Oh, that's right. Fuck. Oh, fuck, you feel so fucking good. Such a tight hole for me to fuck myself into. My clit finding pleasure within your body. Oh, yes. Yeah, that's a good kitten. Taking me nice and deep in your hole. Moaning whenever it brushes that special spot inside you. Oh, keep touching yourself for me. You're going to come on my clit just like a proper whore. Oh, yes. Yes, you are. Going to make you come right in the alley, just like this. Quick and dirty. Just how you need it, kitten. Oh, so good. You're doing such a good job. Yes, you are. Clenching around my clit. Fuck. Keep it up. Oh, I'm so proud of you, kitty. Doing so well right now, and you did so good at the concert, too. All that's left is to come on my clit, and it would be the end of the perfect night, wouldn't it? Oh, all you have to do is achieve that. All you have to do is to keep touch yourself, and you're not going to stop, are you? No. No, I didn't think you would. Not when you're this close. Oh, the pleasure keeps building. All rational thoughts have left your head. Oh, all you can focus on is how good my clit feels fucking in and out of your hole. Your hand continues to play with yourself as my hips never stop. Oh, I just keep thrusting in and out of your eager hole. Oh, fuck. Oh, it feels It feels so good to be filmed, doesn't it? After a night of flirting with strangers, of slutting yourself out as cheap entertainment, it feels good to be filled with the one thing you actually want, the clit that you find yourself craving more often than not. Oh, nothing feels anything like it, does it? Oh, fuck. And none of it feels as good as me, huh? Oh, that's fucking right, Kitty. I'm the fucking best. No one knows you like me. No one can make you feel as good as me. If it takes making you cry on my clit to get the point across, then that is what's going to happen. Oh, fuck, Eden. You feel so good. I can feel myself getting closer. You're doing very good for me, making me feel wonderful. Oh, that's it. That's a good kitten. Taking your fucking like a proper whore. If any of those strangers... If any of those strangers took you home tonight, would it feel as good as me? No. No, it fucking wouldn't. If you went home with one of those nobodies, would you feel as good as this? No. No, you fucking wouldn't. I ruined you for everyone else, Kitty. Not that it matters to me. Oh, you're mine, Kitten. That's why it's my clit that's making you moan like this. Oh, fuck. Oh, you're so fucking close, and that's because of me. Not because of anyone else. They don't fucking matter. Only your owner does. Only your owner matters for making you feel this fucking good. What do you say for me? What do you say for feeling like this? Oh, you're so welcome, Kitten. Oh, now you remember your manners once they've been properly fucked into you. Fuck. Oh, so fucking close, whore. You're doing such a good job of taking me so deeply. Why don't you come with me? You're so good for me, Kitty. You're doing your job so amazing as you are. I'm so fucking close, Kitten, I think. Oh, fuck, Jim, I think, fuck. Oh, I think. I'm good. That's a good kitten. See? Isn't it better when you do what you're told? You get treats like this. I could make you always feel this good if you would behave yourself, kitten. I want to spoil you, but you insist on being a brat. Despite how shy you come off, that all goes away the second you get the idea in your head to make me jealous. It's like there's a brat switch that flips on and off with you. Tonight, it was off. And then it was turned on at the Nutty Underground show thing that we went to, whose name I am completely forgetting already. And then it got turned off as soon as you realized I wasn't waiting until we got home. You pick the weirdest things to get nervous about. I guess it's part of what endears me to you, kitten. Now come on, let's go home. I don't think either of us actually want someone to catch us in a compromising position like this.